This Sunday is the final Sunday before Christmas. Today's Mass prepares us for the Christmas celebration. Each of the three readings takes up a different aspect of this great mystery to help us in our understanding and in our personal preparation. And they tell us that the mystery of incarnation, the mystery of Christmas, is contained in doing God's will. In the second reading, we heard from the author of the letter of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. He says, "Here I am, I come to obey your will, O God." Mary's yes gave us the Savior. When Mary said yes to God, she was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And her yes becomes a great source of blessings to the whole world. Brothers and sisters, the Lord does marvelous things through us when our will is aligned with His will. We can only begin to align our will with God's will if we desire what He desires. So it is desires that makes the difference. Our desires fuel our dreams, and our dreams determines what we live for, what our values are. What are your desires? Are they mostly godly desires or ungodly desires? Mary was able to align her will with God's will because she trained herself to know the desires of God, and she fell in love with those desires. The gospel passage gives us one very good way to keep the desires of God alive. We are told that Mary visited with Elizabeth, and the high point of this visit was the conversation they had about God. Elizabeth saw Mary and she broke into that beautiful song, "I'm not worthy to have you, the mother of my Lord, in my home." And Mary also spoke about the wonders of God, the goodness of God in her life. You see, the two of them were sharing their desires of God, they are sharing their experience of God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, the word of God says that let us not give up the habit of meeting together as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage one another all the more, since you see that the day of the Lord is coming very near. That's an invitation for Christian fellowship, what Mary and Elizabeth demonstrated in the gospel is a sign that these women were filled with the desires of God, but they knew that they cannot sustain these desires unless they speak about it, they share their experiences. And it gives us an idea what it means to really focus in the Christian life. We are so distracted in our world, and we have a lot of things that we desire that are ungodly, and we battle with these desires. And we can truly overcome these desires when we begin to think about Christian fellowship. I'd like to share a story with you. I know about two friends. One is Ken, the second is Simeon. They were neighbors, and both are Catholics. Ken and Simeon started going to church often, and they joined the charismatic group in their parish. And Simeon looked upon Ken as a big elder brother because most of his family members were not very interested about God. So Simeon looked up to Ken for inspiration, for support, and Ken actually gave that to him while they were growing up. And both of them were also members of a house fellowship group in the Charismatic. And so oftentimes they go out for evangelization together, and they were so committed. Over time, Simeon started discerning vocation to the priesthood, and Ken was also very happy for Simeon, but he had another part. Before Simeon went into the seminary for training, Ken started drifting away. He was no longer very active in the group. And Simeon went to the seminary, trained for 9-10 years, was ordained, and he was assigned to another state from where he trained and where they lived, where they grew up. And one day, Simeon went to a very big hotel that has a very beautiful soccer field, because Simeon loved playing soccer with his priest friends. And he saw Ken in that hotel. And when he saw Ken, he went and said to him, "Hello, Ken, it's been a long time, good to see you." And Ken knew that Simeon already turned out to be a priest. He was so uncomfortable because the circumstances in which Simeon met Ken, he knew that Simeon understood his condition. He had completely drifted away from God. He had wandered completely from the faith. And he felt so ashamed, and Simeon tried reaching out to him, but Ken was not very disposed. I share this story today to encourage you and to confirm what I said at the beginning. The Lord does marvelous things through us when our will is united with His will. Mary united her will with Jesus, and she became the mother of Jesus, of the Savior, and gave us these greatest blessings. You and I are Christians today. Simeon, the person in that story, is Father Clement. My confirmation name is actually Simeon. The charismatic group kept my desires for God alive. I discerned vocation from that group and was ordained a Catholic priest. And today, I share God's grace and God's blessings with you. So I'd like to invite you, dear friends in Christ, let us consider joining pious organizations in the parish. It is very, very helpful. I think that we are very, very great in Christian service. No doubt, you are so wonderful. If there's a call for brothers and sisters to volunteer, a lot of people will come. That's very helpful. But this area of Christian fellowship, I think we are seriously lacking in that area, and we need to improve. I would love to see more members in the house fellowship group that we have in this parish, this small Christian community. And those of us who attend that man is you. People share experiences, and I can see men growing in the faith. It is only in the Nollywood industry or movies that you see an actor kills everyone in a movie. But I know that a soldier does not go to a battle all by himself. He goes with a team. He goes with a group. And if you know the nature of the spiritual life, you would not walk this walk alone. So forget about that idea, that image that Nollywood presents, that Arnold Schwarzenegger is able to kill everyone in the movie all by himself. Or John Travolta or Sylvester Stallone. Those are not really applicable in the spiritual life. Or Jack Bauer. I used to like Jack Bauer a lot, 24. So if you try to do that by yourself in the spiritual life, it's going to be difficult. So consider joining one of these groups to receive support from brothers and sisters so that we can continue to grow in the faith and praise God and become huge source of blessings to our world, to our generation, and to all who encounter us. Amen.